Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Samach Beis in the Seches Erevin. It's a 282nd daf in Shas. It also begins the sixth perek in Meseches Erevin. We're really marching our way, Bezras Hashem, through the Meseches, Perek Hador. Perek Hador deals largely with the halachos of those individuals that prevent a person from making a kosher Erev in their chatzar umavoy. On daf samach beis, starting from our Mishnah, 9 lines from the bottom of samach alef amud beis, we will discuss, as well as our entire daf, the halacha of whether one can make an eruv if there is a Gentile living in one's chatzar. Let's take a look at the Mishnah. That's the entire daf. That's really a summary of the entire daf. And let's begin the Mishnah, 9 lines from the bottom. Hadarim ha'akum b'chatzar, someone who lives with a Gentile in one's courtyard, or with someone who doesn't believe in the concept of Eruv. This is a very important expression, meaning that that individual causes you not to be able to make an Eruv, even if there are other Jews. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer lo'olameinu osar atchiyu shnei Yisraelim. The only time it's Asar Elazar ben Yaakov says if there are two Jews and one Gentile. But if it's one Gentile and one Jew, so then in such a case, the Jew can make an Erev. Here the word Erev will actually be a misnomer, but the Jew will be able to carry in the Chatzer because the Goy is not Oser. Of course, if there are two Jews that live together in a Chatzer, if no Erev is made, so then in such a case, he can't carry in the chatzer. If there's a guy here, we're learning that if there's more than one Jew, if there are two Jews, then they cannot make an eruv between them, and that's what it means that the guy is oser. There was a Sadducee. The Sadducees did not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore they are similar to those who fall into the category of Misha Eino Moda Be'eruv. The Omer Lanu Abba, our father, told us, Miaru, go quickly, Votsiu es hakelim l'mavui, and take your utensils out to the mavui, and then you will be able to carry in the courtyard. Ad shelo yotzi, make sure you do it before the Gentile takes it out, his objects out, via Aser Aleichem, and will make the courtyard Aser. Rashi in Dibur HaMaskel, Masa explains that this was an instance where the Goy had already been mevatel his rishus. We learned that a Goy, everybody agrees, if there are two Jews, will aser the chotzer from an Erev. Our Gemara will explain why. But that was the given above in the Mishnah. In this case, the only reason there would be a possibility that he'd be able to carry, the Jews would be able to carry, is because, as Rashi explains, it's an ukimta in our Mishnah. It's just adding something in our Mishnah. It's not mefurish, but it's the only way to explain our Mishnah that the Goy had already been mevatel his reshus to the Jews. That means that he stated that I relinquish my rights. Then it's only the Jews that own the chatzer. Then in such a case, they can make an Erev. However, if the Goy, before the Jews bring their kalim into the reshus, brings his own utensils out there, in such a case, it indicates his bittul is not serious. Once the Jews have brought out their utensils, then we said the goy, that wasn't accurate, we mean the tzeduki, in such a case, will not make the courtyard aser. Rashi points out that the point of the Gemara is actually to differentiate, point of the Mishnah, is to differentiate between a tzeduki and an akum, because from a goy, the only suggestion is to rent it, to rent the courtyard from him. However, with tzeduki, we see that the bittul of tzeduki is enough. There's no need to require the renting of it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Beloshen Echad, Beloshen Acher. Rabbi Yehuda says it was said in a different Loshen. Ma'aruva asu tzarchechem b'mavui. Go and do quickly, take care of your needs in the mavui. Ad shelo yotzi v'yasar aleichem. Rashi points out that the difference between the two is that according to the first Girsa, quoted the name of Rabbi Gamliel, it was suggested that the Jews bring in on Shabbos to be the first ones to take their kalim out there. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have to do it specifically on Erev Shabbos because the tzeduki will have the ability to be chozer and then bring out his kelim on Shabbos, even after the Jews were machzik on Shabbos itself. However, if it would be done on Erev Shabbos, if the Jews would be machzik on Erev Shabbos, then in such a case there would be no problem for them to carry the entire Shabbos. Why that is so, we will see Be'ezer Hashem in the Gemara. Let's begin the Gemara on the top of Samach Beis Amud Alf. Yosef Abaye Bar Ovid, Rav China Bar Ovid, Yosef Abaye Gabayu. V'yosef Ikamri, they were trying to understand our Mishnah. Bishlem Rabbi Meir, I understand the position of the Tanakama, who in general is Rabbi Meir. Kasavar, he holds, why does Rabbi Meir say that even if there is one Gentile living with him in the Chatzer, it'll make the Chatzer aser for him? Kasavar, because he holds Diras Akum Shma Dira, that the place of dwelling for Akum is considered significant vis-a-vis the Yisrael in Hilchos Erevin, maybe in other halachos as well. And he has a reshus in the chatzer, and the Rabbanan made a gzeira that you can't carry into the chatzer because now the chatzer belongs to two people, and Rashi explains it already is going to resemble a public area because it's no longer owned by one person. Veloshna chad, veloshna tre, and that's why Rebbe Meir, the Tanakama, says, Hadorim ha'akum, you're not going to be able to carry, and hareza oyser alav, it's going to make, the guy is going to make it also for you to carry in the chatzer. Ela, but we learned Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov differentiates between one guy and two guy. Goyim. Ela, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, my kasar. What does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov hold? Ikasar diras akum shma dira. If he's going to say that the dira of the akum is significant, so then it already has a status of Rishus Arabim with one goy. Afil chad nami nitzer. Even one should make it also for you. And why did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say only two? V'iloshma dira, and if it's not significant when one guy lives there, because we don't consider, at least vis-a-vis Hilchos Erevin, the dira of an akum, shma dira, safilu trei nami lo nitzer. So then even if it's two, there should be no problem. Question mark. Amalei Abaye, Amalu Abaye, Abaye responded, V'savar Rabbi Meir, dira akum shma dira. And does even Rabbi Meir hold Diras Akum is considered a Dira? Vatanya, we learned in a Tosefta, in Erevin, Chatzero Shel Akum, Hareyu Kedir Shel Behema. It doesn't have the ability to make Aser to say that the shared area now becomes a Rishus Arabim because there's another person that's living there. We consider it like a Dira of a Behema. So nothing makes sense over here. Ela Dekule Alma Diras Akum Loshma Dira. We must assume that Diras Akum is not considered Choshuv. Then why would it be that it would be Aser altogether? Why, according to everybody, is an Akum create the phenomenon? Why does he create the phenomenon that he makes the entire area Aser? It's a question of whether we will go far to discourage a Jew from living next to an Akum, lest he learn from his actions. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, now both Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Meir feel that there is a gzer shem yilma mimasav. The question is, in what instances do we apply it? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, sarik, even the akum choshur ashvichas dam, since an akum is suspect for even shvichas damim, then in general, a Jew would never live alone with the akum. And for that reason, trei dishchichi de dairi, if there are two Jews, then one could protect the other from the Akum. So then it was common, Gazruba, and they didn't want the Jew to live with the Akum, Shema Yilma Masav. We didn't want him to learn the bad ways of the idol worshippers. Chad lo shchiach. But one was not common because he was afraid of the Akum because of murder. So lo gazrubei rabbanan. In such a case, the rabbanan did not make the gzera. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Meir savar zimin de mikri v'dayer. There are times that it does happen that the Jew gets stuck. He has nowhere else to rent, and he rents in an area where there's only a goy, despite the fact that an akum is suspect on shvichas damim. Vam rabbanan ein erev mal b'makom akum. And the rabbanan came along and said, we don't allow you to live with him because we want you to get away. Shema Yilmot mimasav, and therefore an Erev doesn't work b'makom akum, vein bitul rishus mol b'makom akum, and you can't even have the goy be mevatel as rishus, ad sheyaskir, until you rent the area from him. Va'akum lo mugar, and then the goy might not want to rent, and then Rashi explains, the Jew will be forced to leave. So that really, this whole halacha Maseches Erevin is not motivated in anything that relates to the rules of Erev. In other words, this halacha, that an akum is oser, has nothing to do with the halacha of Rishuyos, but at this stage of the Gemara, is simply because we want to discourage Yisraelim living with an akum. Now the Gemara analyzes, why would the akum not want to rent out? My time, but why doesn't he want to rent out? Rashi explains. If he's afraid that the Yisrael is going to eventually take his area, that makes sense according to the Man D'Amar that says that when you need to do schiras, it means a healthy schiras. That's what it literally means, but practically that means there must be a real schiras where the Yisrael is going to move in all of his possessions. If that would be so, then the Akum should be afraid that in such a case, he might not get his area back. However, according to Man D'Amar, it says that it doesn't have to be a full-fledged schiras. In other words, Rashi explains that it doesn't have to be based on a condition that the Jew will be able to bring all of his belonging inside. Why would the Akum not want to do it? The Itmar, Rav Chisda, Amar, Schiras, Buria. We have a Machlokis, Amoraim. Rav Chisda says it needs to be a full-fledged Schiras, that there is an arrangement that Israel could bring in all of his belongings. Rav Shesha, Amar, Schiras, Ua. And Rav Shesha says it's enough if it's a weak Schiras, and the Israel can't bring in all of his stuff. If that would be so, that the Israel can't bring in all of the stuff, why would the guy be afraid? My ru'ua, my b'ria. What exactly is ru'ua and b'ria mean? Ilema b'ria b'pruta. That b'ria means that the schiras has to be a pruta's worth. And ru'ua pachas mishava pruta. And ru'ua means less than shava pruta. Mi klamat damar. May akum pachas mishava pruta lo? Is there anybody who says that you can't use less than a shava pruta for rent from an akum? Actually, you can. Even less than a shava pruta has chashivus in renting from an akum. This is based on the following halacha. A ben noach is held accountable and put to death if he stole even less than a shava pruta. It means in the halachos of a ben noach, less than a shava pruta is considered significant. If that would be so, then you could rent from him even less than a shava pruta. V'lo nita in the hishavon. Now, on the other hand, it can't be returned, and for that reason, sometimes the goy doesn't pay back, but rather is put to death. So bottom line is, that can't be what bria and ru'ua means. Ella, bria, what does bria mean? The Gemara gives another suggestion. B'muhurkini v'aburgini. That he's able to fill up, as we suggested originally when we read the Gemara, to fill up the area of the Akum. The rent is so firm and so real that the deal is that the Jew will be able to bring in his furniture. Ru'ua, but it's a weak renting deal, below b'mohorkini v'aburgini, where they don't make up that the Jew is allowed to bring in his furniture. And Rav Sheshes holds that even this is going to be acceptable. Says the Gemara, Ha nichleman normer schiras bira bria beina. If we say you need a schiras bria, then we understand that the goy is not going to want to do it, and ultimately that will cause the Yisrael to move away, which will save the Yisrael from learning from the maise ra'im, the bad maisim of the akum. Eleman normer schiras bria beina maikel meimar. The goy will want to do it, because he's not giving up much. Afilu achi, says the Gemara, no, the guy is still not going to want to. Choshesh akum l'kshofim v'lo mogur. He's afraid of witchcraft, and he's not going to rent out. The Gemara continues this above process of reasoning, zeroing in on one of the cases. Gufa, let us examine one of those actual cases. Chatzera shalak mareu kedir shel behema. The courtyard of a Gentile is considered not a dira, but rather is considered like a corral of an animal. In other words, the goyim don't create an iser for the Yisrael. And if a Jew is in a house that is of an akum, let's say there are five batim into a chatzer, and all five of them open into a chatzer, normally we know that the halacha is at midrabanan, you need to make a ruve chatzeros by a goy, the bayis, by an akum, the bayis doesn't have the status of a dira, and for that reason you could carry from the batim to the chatzer. V'miyesha Yisrael echad as oser. If there's one Jew, then the Jew is oser. Divrei Rebbe Meir, as we learned that Rebbe Meir was gozer, even one Jew, shelo yilmadu ma'asav shel goyim. Rebbe ben Yaakov amar la'olam ein asar shushnei Yisrael mosim zelzeh, as we explained earlier, because they only made the gzer by two Jews. Amar mar analyzed. Chatzera shlakum areu kedir shel behema. We said the chatzera shlakum is dir behema, va'anan t'nam, but then we also said hador ma'akum b'chatzer reza oser lov. If we say that the chatzer of an akum has a din of a deer behema, so why is he oser on Yisrael? Answers the Gemara beautifully. Loi kasha, ha de isei, ha de leisei. If the akum is not there, so then it won't be oser. The only time it's going to be oser is when the akum is there, because as we saw earlier, it's a gezeira atul yomadu b'maisav. If he's not there, so then it reverts back to the basic rule, and that is that diras akum lav shmei dira. Now the Gemara still wants to clarify. Umaykasar, what exactly does he hold? Ikasar a dira below bailam shema dira. If he considers a dira without the bailam there still being a dira, afil akum nami nitzar. So then the akum as well should make it aser, because halachically we always view, according to this man d'amar, dira below bailam as if the bailam are there, and an akum normally makes aser. Ikasar a dira below bailam lo shema dira. Afil Yisrael nami lo nitzar? Question mark. Answers the Gemara, lo olam kasavar dira below bailam lo shma dira. Really, the guy will not be aser because it's not considered his dira when he's away. V'Yisrael dechi isay aser. Yisrael, when he's there, he's oser. So then we say ki leisa, when he's not there, gozru by rabbanon. Then the rabbanon made the gzer because he's an oser. Akum. And Akum, as we explained above, Dichi Isay, when he's there, he's really not Oser, because his Dira is Lashma Dira. But it was a Gzera Shema Yoma Miyamaisav. It was a Gzera that you might learn from his actions. Ki Isay, that's only when he's there, Oser. Ki Leisay, Lo Oser. But when he's not there, then he won't be Oser. And we put a period over here. So that's why there'll be a distinction between a Yehudi that is Oser on the others if there isn't an heir, even when he's not there. In contrast to Akum, he really, his Dira is not Oser. It's only when he's there that Chazal made a Gzeira Shem Yilmod Mimasa. When he's not there, you don't have the Chshash. V'chilei se lo Oser, is that true that we don't have the Chshash, V'atanya? But didn't we learn earlier, Mem Zayin HaMenal, Hamnichas Beis V'holich Lo Lishbos Bir Acheres. If a person left his house and went to another city. Echa Nachir Vecha Yisrael Oser, to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that they are Oser, not only a Yisrael, even an Akum. Answers the Gemara, Hasam da Osi biyome. There, that case is different. There we're talking about where the Akum left in a way that he'll be able to come back that same day. In such a case, then we're still afraid Shema Yomod mi Masav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halachik Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. The halach is like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, that only with two Yisraelim will an Akum be Oser. With one, then Chazal never made the Gzer. Hun Amar, Minik Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Not only is the halacha, that was also the custom. Reb Yochanan Amar, Nagu Am Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Reb Yochanan says that even though they didn't publicize it as a minig, that's what people were doing. Amalei Abaye the Rav Yosef, Kamal Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanoki. We paskin that the teachings of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, this appears in a few places in Shas, you see in the Masoras HaShas, in Yevamos, and in Gittin, is clear and beautiful. If that's so, now we have a fascinating question. Vam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Alach Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Ma'ula Ruye B'makom Rabo. What would the halacha be if someone came and asked you a shayla, like this case, of two goyim, two Yisraelim, with a goy, or one Yisrael with a goy being aser? The Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov says too. He asks, will the goy aser if there's only one Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov will say no, and Rabbi Meir will say yes. If you say that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and your Rebbe is around, are you over the halacha being mora halacha b'fnei Rabbo? Fascinating question. Amalei afil beisa bikutcha. He answered that to even answer a question of an egg being permissible with milchiks, kutach was a milchik dish, that would also be a problem of being mora halacha b'fnei Rabbo. And the Gemara brings this out by fleshing out, bo minei merav chizda, this shaila had been asked of chizda, kol shani de Rav Huna v'lo ari. Rav Chizda was a Talmud Rav Huna, and he didn't answer that question all of the years, because even by asa bekutcha, he's not supposed to answer. A Talmud is not supposed to be more b'fnei Rabbo. Bezer Hashem, we are going to stop the daf over here. In tomorrow's daf, we will continue with more halachas of being more halacha b'fnei Rabbo. This Bezer Hashem concludes daf samach beis in Maseches Erevin.